slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1960. We have now arrived in October of 1960. What were things like in Half Moon Bay this time back in 1960? While checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Board names high school site of 36 acres. A site a quarter mile north of Half Moon Bay Shopping District has been selected for the proposed new Half Moon Bay High School. A minimum of 32 acres is required by state law for any school seeking financial aid. Fast forward 55 years later, and the home of the Cougars at the Half Moon Bay High School is still going strong up Lewis Foster Drive. And Albert Aldrovino announces his candidacy. Two incumbent Half Moon Bay City Councilmen announced this week they will seek re-election to the offices they now hold in this still very young city. A third member of the present council, whose seat will be up for election, Albert Kitty Fernandez, is not expected to file for re-election. In announcing his intentions to run again, Aldrovino said, "I feel as if at least one of the members of the Half Moon Bay City Council should represent the agricultural community." New oil drilling in San Gregorio. The San Mateo County Planning Department has given Neve Petroleum development clearance on four notices of intention to drill for oil in the La Honda area. These will be exploratory holes on a 160-acre parcel by the Texaco Corporation.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. English food sometimes gets a bad rap, and we've chosen the best that England has to offer in the way of pub grub to include the Cameron's Pub on our menu. Many of you have already tried our delicious fish and chips, and it's hard to pass up the burgers or the pizza or the clam chowder in a bread bowl, but you deserve to go British occasionally with shepherd's pie or chicken pasties or bangers and mash. Once you decide what your favorite is, then check out the Corner Village Import Shop and stock up and take some goods home as well. The freezer holds meat pies, bangers, banger rolls, Irish bacon, crumpets, just to name a few items. Don't forget the English canned beans or the mushy peas or sponge cakes to round out the meal. Almost as good as a trip to good old Blighty, but of course a lot less hassle. TTFN or ta-ta for now. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cold winter weather reflects another cold setting in the Cold War. Distrust between Russia and the United States grows with each trying to get more influence in the different parts of the world. The United States sends the first troops to Vietnam to defend against the attacks by the communist North Vietnam. Fidel Castro nationalizes American oil, sugar, and other U.S. interests in Cuba. France tests its first atomic bomb and joins other countries with nuclear bomb technology, while 100,000 joined the Ban the Bomb rally in London. Hugh Hefner opens something called the Playboy Club in Chicago. Notable technical achievements include the invention of the laser and a heart pacemaker to help against heart attacks. What is the cost of living like in 1960? Average cost of a new house is $12,700. Want a television to go with that house? A 23-inch TV will cost you $219. Can of beef ravioli is 30 cents, and a loaf of bread is 20 cents. You can buy a Vespa motorcycle scooter for $319 and go pretty far on a gallon of gas, which, by the way, is 25 cents a gallon. Popular movies are The Magnificent Seven and Psycho. In popular music, this hit singer, whose music some describe as operatic, has been given the nickname of the Caruso of Rock. 15 weeks on the charts, going to number one, and gold. Here's Roy Orbison with Only the Lonely.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby. There goes my heart. They're gone forever. So far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Brooklyn singer, songwriter, and pianist had his first record released in 1958, and now 2 years later is a top 40 hit. Here's Neil Sedaka and Stairway to Heaven. Join me again next time for another journey and another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.